Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey, everybody, how are you? This is Bill Williamson. This is Silver and Black Pride. This is our weekly off-season podcast, and you can feel it. It's starting to move. Things are starting to happen. You know, last time I talked to you, Mike Mayock had just got fired. Rich Bisaccia is in limbo, and now GM search is getting closer, and Rich Bisaccia is still in limbo, and it seems like his I don't know how sexy of a name he is right now in this deal, but we'll start talking about it, and things are happening around the rigs. Sean Payton just informed the Saints that he is leaving. I know a lot of Raider fans would love to see a trade worked out with that. He's under contract, so there would have to be a trade. I don't know. It sounds like he's more interested in taking a breather this year. COVID kind of bugged him, you know, the way the league has to operate now. Like, that wore on him. I think he's just looking for a break, you know, but maybe he comes back soon. Maybe we see him in the TV booth and then come back in a year or two or three. Whatever, but right now, him and the Raiders, I'm not so sure about. You know, Tom Brady might retire. Aaron Rodgers, who knows with him. Lots going on, and certainly a lot going on in this community. You know, at this podcast, at this website, Silver and Black Pride. And let's dive into that right now. It seems like the GM deal is going to get done before the head coaching hire, and that's smart. It's wise. That's the way you should do it. And there's four jobs with GM openings. And either things can always change. And remember, I'm taping this on Tuesday. It's going to go to everywhere that we're on podcast as soon as I get it all, you know, sent out. But on Wednesday, it's going on the site. So if you hear it Wednesday, this may be a little outdated. Sorry, it's the way it goes. Things are moving. But there's four openings. Giants, Bears, Vikings. Giants closed a couple days ago. I was talking about GM jobs here. Bears just closed this morning, and Vikings are very close to closing. So the Raiders may be the only GM job open. Here is the candidates that we know of. Trey Brown, he's from Cincinnati. He interviewed with the Raiders three years ago, and Mayock got the job. Champ Kelly from Chicago, he was a candidate in Chicago, didn't get the job. Dwayne Joseph, Raiders director of pro personnel, who came at the same time as Mike Mayock to the Raiders. He's been in the NFL for 24 years. He's part of that program. Ed Dodds from the Colts, who started his career with the Raiders as an intern for Al Davis and became very close with Al in the early 2000s. And Dave Ziegler of the New England Patriots. Those are the five. DeJuan Daniels, a Raiders assistant, has been rumored to be a candidate, but there's nothing official. So there's that five and a possible six, and there's always could be more. And now the coaches. And that will probably develop more after we see who gets hired. We'll talk about that in a minute. Who's hired as the GM, of course. Okay, so here's the deal. Todd Bowles, the Tampa Bay defensive coordinator, whose season is over and can interview anytime. The Raiders asked permission to talk to him today, according to ESPN. And he has been rumored for weeks to be a Raiders candidate. So now he finally is. D'Amico Ryans, 49ers defensive coordinator. Young guy, 37, former linebacker. Bowles is a former head coach. Ryan's can talk next week after the 49ers play in the championship game. Gerard Mayo, very similar background to Ryan's, NFL linebacker, came from a big program, pretty high draft pick, really high draft pick, number 10. Ryan's was like 33. Mayo went to Tennessee. Ryan's went to Alabama. Young coach. So those are four. And then Rich Bisaccia, of course. And we'll see. And then, you know, there's names like Josh McDaniels that is hanging out there. Now, there's a lot of smoke there, but there's nothing official. Interesting if Dave Ziegler comes from New England, maybe Josh goes with him. That could be the same case for Gerard Mayo. Ed Dodds, a lot of people that he's connected to Jim Harbaugh, another Raider name. They work together with the Raiders. That's a possibility. Dodds and McDaniels. Dodds was with the Colts when McDaniels left them at the altar, spurned them 4 years ago. So I don't know if Dodds would be into that, because a lot of people were pissed off at Josh McDaniels in Indianapolis. So he probably doesn't have a great feel for a trust for Josh McDaniels. So that's very interesting. I'm getting a text. Who knows what's happening there? Nothing search related. Anyways, you know, so this is who the GM is really going to depend on the head coach. So if a Dwayne Joseph or DeJuan Daniels gets the GM job, maybe that helps Bisaccia. You know, Ryan's has connection to the people who are supposed to be taking over in Minnesota. Maybe he goes to Minnesota. So this is all wide open, and we'll see. It's going to take a few weeks. If I had to guess, I say GM is done either late this week or early next week. And then coach maybe late Super Bowl week. And that's late. I mean, geez. But yeah, it's just taking a time, and they're being thorough, and they're looking at a lot of defensive coaches, and they're taking their time, and that's smart. So we'll just see. I'll just have to be patient. Are there any superstars on this list? I don't know. Ryan's and Mayo are young. Bisaccia's been there. Bowles is good, really good defensive coordinator. I think. And this is just a guess at this point. I would think Gus Bradley's only shot staying. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe Mayo or Ryan's would want to keep a veteran guy. I mean, they're defensive guys. Who knows? I mean, this is early speculation times. You know, I think the McDaniels talk is interesting. I'd be nervous if I was a Raider fan, frankly. You know, he's a guy who's very polarizing. He's a guy who, you went to Denver, went 6-0, and then got caught cheating, and then they were 11-17. You know, he's a good coach, but, you know, he's a Belichick guy. He's kind of gruff. He sent Jay Cutler packing before he even took a snap. Who knows if he'd like Derek Carr? You know, Derek Carr's another question for the new coach. His contract is up. He has one more year. Do you let him play on that last year? Do you give him a huge contract that he'd have to get, because that's the market with quarterbacks? Going to be 31, has some red zone issues, has some turnover issues. Probably not an upper echelon guy in the AFC, but if you don't keep him, what do you do? How do you improve upon him? So many questions. When the John Gruden left this organization in disgrace 3 months ago, that really set the stage for this franchise to change in the offseason. And we're going to see it. It's going to happen. It is happening. So I don't know. There's some good things about McDaniels, but I'd be nervous about McDaniels, to be honest with you, to be quite frank with you. So, yeah, just so many things that are happening. There's talk about Jim Caldwell returning down the Vikings and the Raiders. He denied that. So, you know, there's already rumors about, you know, Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson. We'll just have to see that stuff develop, you know. I'm going to end the show with some tidbits, which I really like to do. I really like off-season shows. Season, you're so deep into this happened, that happened, this is going to happen this week. Off-season, you can talk a little bit. Now, let's talk about Ngakoue of the Raiders. If you look at his stats towards the end of the season, he slowed down. But he still had a good year, and he's going to go. This is going to be his contract year with the Raiders. He only signed a 2-year deal. I thought that was a smart move by the Raiders because there's the word on him. Because remember, he was moving teams pretty quick before he signed the Raiders. His Raiders are his fourth team. That sometimes he maybe not give full effort. I didn't really see that as an issue with the Raiders. The fact that he could be a free agent at the age of 28, I think is really going to benefit the Raiders in 2022. He's going to want to put good film on. So I think he's going to have a good year. It was interesting, a Raider veteran told veteran NFL writer Mike Silver last week that, you know, the players love Bisaccia, and who knows if Davis is listening to the players about loving Bisaccia. But, remember this team crashed the last 2 years, and it crashed this year, but it changed the narrative by winning the last 4 games of the year going into the playoffs. That they weren't, Gruden wasn't killing them. That was the quote by this unnamed player at the end of the year. And they felt fresher. Interesting. Damon Arnett, Raider, first round bust, has signed a future deal with the Kansas City Chiefs in the division. Not for this season, but for next season. There's going to be some interesting names and the free agent. A veteran receiver trade market. DK Metcalf, Calvin Ridley, Michael Thomas, Amari Cooper. They all might be available. Any of those guys interest you? I know Cooper probably doesn't. I get it. The other guys are all interesting, but they have some issues. A couple pending free agents. Thomas coming off an injury. Ridley took off most of the year for mental health issues to deal with that. So there's questions on all these guys, but there's certainly top receivers, and they'd certainly be welcome weapons in Las Vegas. You know, a lot of Raider fans are, I don't see it. He played 9 games with the Raiders. He had 13 catches. Come on, guys. That ain't getting it done. He made some plays, but come on, 9 catches. 9 games, 13 catches. No, let's move on. Let's get somebody younger to fill that speed role. You can do that. Nate Hobbs continues to have issues behind the wheel. Allegedly got arrested for alleged drunk driving. We don't know where that stands. That was after the Colts game earlier this year. And then a couple weeks later, after the playoff game, he reportedly got cited in Las Vegas for driving 110 miles per hour. It's just not very smart if these things are true, and Nate Hobbs is a really good player, and, you know, he didn't really have any issues off-field, but it's a little scary. He needs some mentorship, say, hey, dude, you gotta settle down a little bit. We know what drunk driving and alleged drunk driving and alleged speeding did to a Raider this season, so he needs to be smarter about that. Let's not give up on the kid by any stretch, but he needs to be smarter than that. What else? You know, close the show out on this. You know, Raiders had a pretty decent year with free agents, signing guys, but you know the guys who really did the best? The Gus Bradley guys. Fillon Faison and friggin' Hayward, and maybe I'm missing somebody. Perryman was a trade. But these are Gus Bradley guys. I think Gus Bradley deserves a lot of credit for that. I really do. So there's our show. Things are going to change. Things are coming fast. But it's an interesting, it's a fun time. A lot of hope, a lot of potential. And we'll see what happens. Okay, you guys have a safe, happy week. Have a safe, happy, fun, NFL Championship weekend. I know it's kind of a bummer matchups because the Chiefs are in it, and if you're from the Bay Area, Northern California, you don't like the 49ers. If you're from LA, Southern California, you don't like the Rams. So the Bengals, who ended the regular season, are probably the less of the evils here. I'm going to go. I went 4-2 in the first week, 2-2 in the second week. So I don't know if I'd listen to me. But I'm going the home teams, Rams, Chiefs. You take it easy. You have fun. You be safe. Talk to you next week. This is Bill Williamson, and this is Silver and Black Pride.